This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Evans Army Community Hospital at Fort Carson has opened a dedicated COVID-19 vaccination site on post. The site opened Monday at the Bill Reed Special Events Center. Fort Carson began vaccinations last month for first responders, healthcare workers, and emergency services personnel. Vaccinations are also being given to soldiers preparing to deploy outside the United States. In our coronavirus case count, El Paso County has reported 171 new cases as of yesterday. 9 more deaths have been reported. Those numbers similar to what was seen last week. Nearly 43,000 vaccines have been given so far countywide. In Pueblo County, 31 new cases. 2 deaths have been reclassified, lowering the county's death toll. Teller County, 3 new cases and 1 new death. Fremont County reporting 27 new cases. The state positivity rate now sits at 4.84%. Nearly 400,000 people statewide have had the first dose of vaccine, and about a quarter of them have had their second shot. For the first time in 3 decades, Colorado is seeing a drop in year-to-year student enrollment. But where are those students and what are they doing? And what's the impact on districts? Colorado schools posted an estimated 3.3% drop in enrollment this fall compared to 2019, with more than 30,000 fewer students in pre-K through 12th grade. Allison Cortez is spokeswoman for Academy District 20.
So really, this dip in enrollment is concerning on 2 fronts. There's the educational gap front. You know, will these students have significant learning loss when they come back? And then there's a fiscal front, and that is the impact that it has to every school district and the funding that allows us to help all students.
Meanwhile, the number of students reporting homeschooling doubled, with nearly 16,000 students counted this fall compared to the nearly 8,000 in 2019, and a total of 32,000 students registered for online educational programs this year, a 43% increase. At Mitchell High, teachers and staff have been told that they'll need to reapply to keep their jobs next school year. KRDO's Mia Villanueva has more.
District 11 officials say all staff and teachers there have been notified of their decision. According to the State Department of Education, chronically failing organizations typically experience dramatic improvement efforts when they're identified as a priority improvement school. Priority improvement schools are identified as schools in the state with the lowest student outcomes. District 11 says Mitchell High School has been identified as one for years now, and as a part of its work to get students back to where they need to be, they have to implement these changes. Now, these efforts sometimes range from changing that schedule of the school day and the year to hiring and firing school staff, both of which the state has the power to do once a school is identified as a priority improvement school. District 11 officials say their staff and teachers who are being released can reapply for the 2021-22 school year if they are interested in returning.
3 teenagers are in custody in connection with a house fire in the Denver area last August that left 5 people dead. Police Chief Paul Pazin says the arrests were made yesterday in Jefferson County. 2 16-year-olds and a 15-year-old are being held on multiple charges, including first-degree murder. Investigators believe the fire in the Green Valley Ranch neighborhood was intentionally ignited. The victims included 3 adults, an infant, and a toddler, all members of the same Senegalese family. Pazin says police don't believe it was a bias-motivated crime. Colorado's governor is praising moves by the Biden administration to pause oil and gas leasing on public lands. Governor Polis said in a statement yesterday he plans to work closely with the federal government to make sure any new policies work for Colorado.
High clouds and filtered sunshine for your Thursday afternoon, looking for a high of 52 degrees in Colorado Springs, lower 50s around Pueblo. And then as we head overnight, partly cloudy with morning starts in the low to mid-20s. Warmer yet on Friday afternoon with a high of 58 degrees for Colorado Springs, 57 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.